This week, Citizen Action of New York, the New York Civil Liberties Union, and others joined activists in cities across the United States in hosting a Families Belong Together rally to protect the current to protest the current administration's treatment of migrants and asylum seekers, particularly separating the children from the parents. WOOC correspondent Elizabeth Press was at the rally in Albany. Here are some of the voices from the event.
My name is Jamaica Miles. I'm the lead organizer for Citizen Action of New York here in the Capital District. Citizen Action is a grassroots organization that fights for social, racial, economic, and environmental justice. We are one of the co-sponsors of today's event that's happening here in Albany and also happening in Glens Falls. And these events are happening all across the country to raise awareness and to stand up and speak out against families that are being ripped apart by the federal administration and making sure that representatives that currently hold seats understand that we will not stand for it, that we demand that families stay together, that families belong together, that we are going to fight not just with our words, but also with our vote. Come election season, that we need to create systemic and institutional changes to ensure that any individual that is a resident inside this country or across the world is receiving the same human dignity and respect that we expect for the U.S. citizens.
My name is Jennifer, and I'm here to support the children and the family, because I don't believe children should be separated, never under no circumstances, from their parents. And I believe that there shouldn't be no wall, no borders. And we got to come together as a community to make a change, because the strong administration is corrupted. It's a disgrace to this country. I came to this country in 1990. My mother brought me here legally, and I'm a citizen, and I do vote. But I feel like you vote and no changes is made. They make a lot of promise of change, but nothing happens. My civil rights have been violated many a times. My human rights have been violated many a times. And my constitutional rights has been violated many a times. And I'm here today to let the whole world know there's no more fear. I'm gonna fight all the way for my family and for all the families as well.
My name is Ceci Alfonso, and I'm an activist, have always been. And I'm here because it's inhumane, it's cruel, and it's un-American to treat people who are seeking sanctuary, protection, and being discriminated against. And I must note that those who come to this country and are not legal and happen to be European and white are not being treated like brown and black people are. It's cruel. It's indecent, it's inhumane to separate a child and children from their parents. And if we are a country that's compassionate and caring, it makes no sense. It's a contradiction, it's against our core values of decency and concern for our fellow human being. And as a human being, I am proud to say that I stand here for humanity and compassion and not exclusion and discrimination.
I'm Cyrus, I'm 8, and I think that children being ripped away from their family is really wrong.
How would that make you feel if that was in your situation?
I would feel really, really sad and upset.
My name is Ray Muniz. In 1967, my dad came here from Cuba, and he came here without documentation. And he was really lucky to come to an America that had a policy that was accepting, that didn't discriminate based upon his skin color or his name or his funny accent, but an America that believed that he could become better. And that's why I'm here today, because that America is under siege, and that's the American promise that I want to fight for everybody. I know hundreds of people in this country who are scared every day, driving to and from work. I can't imagine the sort of fear that envelops somebody who might be here without documentation if they get pulled over on their way to work to try to make an honest day's wage. And I think that I have an obligation as somebody who is a direct result of unfettered immigration to fight for these folks who are just facing these disastrous, terrible, despicable policies at the border.
Those were some voices recorded by WOOC correspondent Elizabeth Press at the Families Belong Together rally in Albany. For more information, please visit familiesbelong.org.